Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout, and I am the host of Scouting Giants, a no-nonsense podcast on my team, your team, the New York Football Giants, where I do this a little bit differently. There are some great Giants podcasts out there, but this one is specifically diving into the nitty-gritty and talking about what does this player bring to the table from someone who knows and understands how to scout every single position on the football field. So I'm excited to do that. And that is going to be my goal really over the next few months before the season starts, is to make sure that you're getting an individualized scouting report on every single player on this roster who has a chance at having some you know, playing time their rookie year. And I think for the most part, that really means everyone in the 53-man roster, because you never know what's going to happen with injuries. We see every single year that guys from the sixth and seventh round, maybe even undrafted guys, can step in. So it's going to be pretty much every single guy on that 53-man roster may not get to the kickers. So this show is brought to you by PigskinNutsRadio.com, the soon-to-be undisputed king of football radio. Look, guys, whether you're driving to work, you're on lunch break, you're driving home, or you're just having a nice relaxing evening, it's always better when you're getting your football fix, wouldn't you agree? Whether it's breaking down players on my other show, the Pro Football Scouting Show, tuning into controversial topics and debates on Pro Football Roundtable, or even maybe you know, you have some friends that you don't like. Maybe you have a friend that's a Cowboys fan. We all have that one annoying Cowboys friend who's a fan, and they're usually not even from Dallas. But we have an Eagles podcast, a Cowboys podcast, and soon we're going to have a Browns, Broncos, and Steelers. But look, PigskinNut.com and PigskinNutRadio.com, we are the future of football radio. Make both websites, PigskinNut.com and PigskinNutRadio.com, your ultimate source for football news and radio. It's the football news you've been missing. So look, guys, you know, the previous show, I created an article where, you know, I went over five things that I thought Daniel Jones does better than Dwayne Haskins right now. If you have not had a chance to listen to that, go back and check out that episode. I won't spoil it for you. But here's what I'll say overall, and this is something I'm going to say on both shows. Quite simply stated, I think Dwayne Haskins, when you want to look at a guy as a thrower of the football, to me, he's certainly the more talented of the two quarterbacks. But at the end of the day, is that really the end all be all? It's not, because when you look at Tom Brady, you look at Drew Brees, you look at guys who have pretty good throwing arms, but also guys who, they're not known for winning because of their arms. They're known for winning because of what they do with their brain. And I'll tell you this, understanding to a decent level. I've never played quarterback, but I've learned and read books from some very smart people. On top of that, you know, really proud of being associated with the Scouting Academy and the stuff they teach there. But I'll tell you, Daniel Jones is an incredibly smart quarterback. And that is the X factor in all this, is how smart he is. Look, he does not have the arm that Dwayne Haskins has, but you know, when you want to look at intelligence, I think Daniel Jones is going to be a guy that picks up this offense very quickly, and I think because of his intelligence, he will succeed as a New York Giants quarterback. And again, the end of the day, you know, you ask any guy that's a true expert on the quarterback position, the number one trait for a quarterback that's most important is going to be your mind. That's something I do feel good about with Daniel Jones. I think, you know, another thing, I'm not trying to take away from yesterday, but a point that I think really that gets understated a lot and really misconstrued is how Daniel Jones functions under pressure versus Dwayne Haskins. You can go back and look at the stats, and they'll show that Haskins was actually a lot better under pressure. But if you go back and you turn on the tape and you watch both guys, just simply watch them both, how they operate under duress. To me, the more tape I watch, it does become clear that Haskins is certainly more dependent on a good offensive line than Daniel Jones is. So he does have that advantage. I'm going to say that still, regardless, I still do think Haskins is the better prospect, but Jones certainly could be the better pro. But let me tell you, because look, this show is not about being biased. You know, there's a lot of podcasts out there and a lot of shows where you're going to get something that's going to be pretty biased. But look, football fans have a tough time doing that. One thing I'm always going to be is I'm always going to shoot straight with you. I always look at things from the flip side of the coin in life in general. Typically, when two people are divisive, or maybe we've seen this a lot nationally with political agendas and how people feel about certain things going on in the NFL, the kneeling, I can name a lot more. But generally, I do always try to look at everything from both sides. So that's why the last show I did go over things that I thought Jones did better, and this one is really going to be things that I think Haskins does better. But ultimately, we're only really going to know once these guys play a few seasons. And I think, again, the biggest X factor is, what does Daniel Jones bring to the table from a mental standpoint, which I think is an awful lot. Look, both of these guys, they're going to be linked forever to one another following the outcome, of this draft. But look, let's look at this and analyze it and be objective here, because that's what this show is about, is objectivity. What does Haskins do that's better than Daniel Jones? Well, look, I do think Dwayne Haskins is a better thrower of the football in multiple ways. And I'm not just talking about how hard or how far he throws the football. When you want to evaluate arm strength, the only metric in the NFL that matters is load to arrival, which is how long it takes the ball to reach a target after your opposite throwing hand comes off the football. And when you look at that, Haskins easily has Jones beat in that category. So again, you're a right-handed quarterback. You drop back, your left hand is on the football. From the time your left hand comes off the football to how quickly it gets to the receiver, that is the only arm metric that matters, the only one, when you want to look at actual arm strength. And, that's where Haskins, to me, has him beat. But I think, he's also a better thrower of the football in multiple ways. He's a better tight window thrower. He puts more velocity on it, which, is similar to load to arrival. It's part of it. But, Haskins also has good accuracy combined with his good arm strength. That has just allowed him, in my opinion, to be a better tight window thrower than Daniel Jones. I think Haskins also is a more diverse thrower. I've seen him make, a lot of touch throws, which I have seen Daniel Jones do as well. But, I see, and this is partially because his receivers are getting time, his line's protecting him better. You do see that Dwayne Haskins is making, more of the throws that you'd see in an NFL route tree, more so than Daniel Jones, because things have time to develop. They have more options. So that does allow me to see that Dwayne Haskins is throwing better, really, at most levels of the field. But let's not get it twisted. I initially, when I looked at the Jones tape, I really thought that, my first impression is, wow, this ball takes a long time to get there. But, the more I watched him, and the more I studied him, the more I realized, okay, I am seeing this at first. The arm strength is better than I originally thought. But, Daniel Jones, I've seen him hit guys 65 yards in stride on Duke tape. So he does have a better throwing arm than I think what people make of it. It's certainly not his best trait, but he does have a good throwing arm that I think will get better over time. Now, the second thing that I think Dwayne Haskins does better, and this is again, related to what he's experienced. He's experienced routes being able to develop a lot better. And I think Haskins also has more protection, better weapons. All of this impacts, you know, a QB's ability to progress and how good their field vision is. So for me, Dwayne Haskins, you know, gets the nod on that one. You know, Jones does show good field vision. But I do think, you know, Jones sometimes, you know, he is occasionally late with a number of throws, more so than I've seen Haskins. But, you know, well, you know, that's something that as a scout, that is correctable. That is something that you can get better at. Absolutely. But I think when you look at Haskins, you just see a guy that's made throws on all levels on the field. He has, you know, a guy like Terry McLaurin who runs the full route tree. You've seen him throw the ball really. He's had a more diverse sample size in terms of the kind of throws that I've seen him make that you need to make, you know, in the NFL. So again, you know, kind of just highlighting those two things. I do believe that Haskins, you know, is a better thrower of the football, and I do think when I look at it, Haskins is certainly someone that shows more field vision. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back, and then I'm going to go over the other reasons why I think at this point Dwayne Haskins is a better quarterback prospect, although Daniel Jones is not far behind, but specifically the things that he does better at this given time. All right, guys, and we're back. And, you know, definitely, you know, shoot me some emails. Let me know maybe some players that you want me to cover. I'm going to try to cover everyone. But if there are specific topics about the Giants or things you want me to cover, send me an email to scoutinggiants@gmail.com. And again, you know, if you go to our website, pigskinnut.com/Giants, you'll be able to actually follow some of the work I have there. And look, if you are interested in being someone that wants to write for us for the New York Giants, reach out to me, send me an email again to scoutinggiants@gmail.com. You can let me know about that as well. And, you know, we'll see what we can do. Cause right now, at this point, you know, we're part of a ground floor company that, you know, is expanding and doing some things that I think are going to be very innovative, in the football media world. So definitely reach out if you do have an interest in that. Okay. So getting back to the things that I think Dwayne Haskins does better than Daniel Jones, before I went off the air, I said I think Haskins is a better prospect. And at this point, I think he is, because when you want to look at the things that you need to see an NFL quarterback do, he's done more of that at this point. He really has. So when you look at, you know, look at the first two things I mentioned, Haskins being a better thrower of the football, having better field vision, those are two pretty huge things. And I think because of those two things, especially, you know, more so than anything else, you know, the diverse and all the throws that he made, that is what gives Haskins the edge right now. Because, look, these guys have both demonstrated they're smart quarterbacks. So right now, you know, when you want to, you know, despite Jones being in an offense where, yes, his stats, so much of that was dictated by the fact that the Duke wide receivers, the Duke offensive line were one of the worst rated position groups by Pro Football Focus in the entire country. So look, you know, you have to, and that affects everything you see on a play. I'm not making excuses for Jones, but I'll just tell you, you have to look, when you're looking at these guys, you have to look past the stats, and that's what the Giants did, and that's why they took Daniel Jones with the 6th overall pick. But moving on to, you know, more things, because again, we're objective here. What does Haskins do better? Look, both of these guys are really good inside the pocket, but, you know, the way Haskins moves and shuffles around in the pocket, he does it at just such an elite level. And I think maybe better than any quarterback in this class. Again, you know, Jones, that is something that he's good at. But I think when you want to look at, you know, a guy that can move around, slide in the pocket, these are both good players. But I do like Haskins a little bit better in this area. And you know, when you're talking about you know, evading pressure, I think, you know, Daniel Jones, he's going to be able to extend plays obviously a lot better than Dwayne Haskins. I think when you want to look at just athleticism, you know, and speed. I mean, Jones has got him beat, you know, in that area. But where Dwayne Haskins can help himself, where a lot of pro quarterback, pretty much all the top quarterbacks do this, is they are great at moving around inside the pocket and they buy so much time. You take a look at Tom Brady's tape. This is a guy that buys a lot of time in the pocket, you know, because of that. But you know, I think, you know, climbing around, moving in the pocket, something they both do well, but I'm going to give the edge, to Dwayne Haskins there, as this show is pro Haskins, because of the title, obviously. But here's another thing that I'll mention, the fourth thing. So far I've said Haskins is a better thrower, better field vision, climbs and moves around the pocket better. And again, not things Daniel Jones sucks at, but it's the truth. Number four, I think when you look at Dwayne Haskins compared to Daniel Jones, Haskins makes fewer mistakes at this point. Jones is a very smart football player, and I think Haskins, I still see him get baited by guys pretty well at times. But, you know, too many of the games I've watched, I could see a few bad decisions that Daniel Jones was making, and it was fairly consistent. You know, he was forcing it into tight windows when he shouldn't have, and, you know, missed some reads. But I think, you know, when you want to look at, you know, look, the game film for me is the end-all be-all. It really is. I can't downplay how impressive 50 touchdown passes and 8 interceptions are, especially you know, when you make a lot of big-time throws, which Dwayne Haskins did. So, look, Haskins still makes some bad decisions, but to me at this point, he makes less of them than Daniel Jones. I do think that both of these guys are not going to be high turnover guys in the NFL. You know, I just think that their intelligence for playing the position and the growth that I've seen, because I've watched these guys now over a few seasons, just Haskins last season, but the growth Haskins I saw from him as the season went on, and really what I've seen from Jones over time, you know, has continued, you know, to get better. But you know, the last thing that I'll mention here is that Haskins, you know, has a quicker release. He does. And this plays back into my first point, which is that Haskins is a better thrower of the football in multiple ways. But Haskins, and I talked about in that first thing, something called low to arrival, which is how long, you know, if you're a right-handed cornerback, when your left hand comes off the football, how long does it take for the ball to hit the target? And, you know, a quick release obviously is part of that. That's why it gets back to that first point. But when I look at the quickness of release and throwing power, you know, that's an area where Haskins is better. Haskins simply has a quicker release. And I think a lot of what that, you know, is due to is this. It is really throwing power, throwing mechanics, throwing power, and windup, three things. So mechanically, you know, I think, you know, when you look at Haskins, he just has a cleaner throwing motion. Jones has a nice throwing motion. He definitely does. But Haskins is really clean. And also, you know, Daniel Jones takes a very narrow windup in his throws, which I think is probably the biggest thing impacting his release time. I think if he can actually not have so small of a windup, a little bit bigger, he might actually, you know, release the ball better and faster. But it's also throwing power as well. I mean, it's, you know, look, you know, Dwayne Haskins, you look at the snap of the wrist, the ball just scorches off of his hand. So he just is naturally, this is all naturally kind of tied into that throwing power. But again, you know, I think when you look at the things that Haskins does better, better throw of the football, better field vision, he climbs and moves around the pocket better. And I think at this point, you know, you're seeing Haskins make fewer mistakes. He has a quicker release. But at the end of the day, you know, determining which of these guys is going to be better, it's going to be exciting, because we all know with the way the draft went down, these guys are going to be tied together for a long time. You know, the Giants passed on him. Haskins, you know, the guy from New Jersey, grew up a Giants fan. And then what happens? He goes to their division rival, the Washington Redskins, only for the Giants to take Daniel Jones, a guy that most Giants fans in their mind didn't think, you know, based on what they read, didn't make sense for them at the sixth pick. I'll tell you, for me, initially, you know, I was pretty unhappy about the pick just because I did feel they could get him later. And that was my main concern. But, you know, and I think, you know, after they got him, after I studied him more, I'm now starting to see more on why they were so high on him. I still think pick six was a little rich for my blood. Hopefully he doesn't throw too many pick sixes. But at the end of the day, and I mentioned this before, a quarterback's intelligence is going to trump anything. If Daniel Jones develops a reputation as one of the smartest quarterbacks in the NFL, he's gonna have success, because again, we look at the Philip Rivers, you know, we look at, you know, Tom Brady, Drew Brees. Not to say these guys don't have strong throwing arms, but I think, you know, they're not looked at as some of the guys with elite throwing power in the NFL. They're not looked at, you know, like a Matthew Stafford or a Jameis Winston or Patrick Mahomes or an Andrew Luck, you know. But these guys are the best in the game, and they are that way because they do it with their mind. Again, this show is brought to you by PigskinNut.com and PigskinNutRadio.com. PigskinNutRadio.com is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week football news station, only football analysis. This show is just one of the shows on there. PigskinNut.com is our website. And for more information, specifically on the Giants, you can go to PigskinNut.com/Giants. This is Steve the Scout, the host of Scouting Giants. On the next episode, I am going to begin my scouting reports, and the X-Man, Oshana Zimenez, I still say that wrong, will be next. I'm still having trouble saying his name, but I do feel like, you know, I am understanding the player, what he brings to the table, what his limitations are, you know, how, you know, what he can do his rookie year, you know, what he needs to work on. So it's going to be an honest, in-depth look at a lot of players on this roster. Zimenez is up next. This is Steve the Scout signing off.